The North Dakota University System has been working on the concept of open educational resources, that is, having textbooks and materials provided to students online at no cost. It could save students substantial money. Tanya Spilavoy is Director for Distance Education for the North Dakota University System. She's been working on the Open Educational Resource Project since 2013. Spilavoy says there are two goals.
To reduce the cost of textbooks for students.
The other goal is to increase access to information.
Some students might come to class on the first day without their book, and we're hoping to level that playing field so that everyone has access to information the first day of class.
The 2015 legislature gave the project $110,000 in seed money, and Spilavoy says it has taken off.
I'm so excited. And already campuses have embraced this and have done things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Dr. Julie Russell is a professor of English at Valley City State. She says faculty attended Spilavoy's workshop on open educational resources last summer.
We launched one course. It was one of my courses, an introduction to professional writing, in which we used only OER resources.
Russell says students were surveyed and a focus group was convened.
To find out how are the students working with the resources, are they comfortable with them, do they like them.
And the results?
Yes, they were satisfied. Yes, they thought they were accessible. Yes, they preferred those resources to purchasing a $110 book.
Russell says for the spring semester, 10 faculty members who taught general education courses agreed to use open source materials. And she says again, students were surveyed and focus groups convened.
Students do appreciate having alternatives to purchasing textbooks. And they also appreciate having the instant access to the resources, whether they're looking at it on their phone or a tablet or their computer, they can get to them anytime.
And Russell says that anytime access is very valuable.
It doesn't matter anymore if you forgot your book at home because you've always got your book.
Tanya Spilavoy says VCSU students saved over $82,000 in textbooks and materials costs. At UND, an OER working group was put together. Thomasine Heitkamp is a professor of social work. She says many faculty have embraced the concept.
So now we have everyone teaching intro to psychology, involved in using OERs. We've got our calculus faculty that is also using OERs in 1, 2, and 3. We've got intro to social involved in use of OERs, some folks in atmospheric sciences, as well as state and local government.
Heitkamp says the calculus OER curriculum will be rolled out this fall. And she says Eric Johnson, a professor in the law school, has written an OER book. The University System Office estimates UND students have already saved more than $909,000 on textbooks. And Heitkamp says she believes the movement toward open resources will continue to grow.
This has been a grassroots effort at the University of North Dakota to build something with enthusiasm and no pressure to be involved.
Tanya Spilavoy says students who are now at the junior high and high school levels already do their homework without textbooks using digital devices.
And so the next generation of kids that are coming into our colleges and universities are used to working in a real digital environment. They have no problem looking for information when they need it. This will be a seamless next step for them.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.